It's 12:30. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Urbana School District and a number of former and current employees have 2 months to reach a settlement with one of the victims of a former teacher imprisoned on sex abuse charges. Champaign attorney Ellen Bullock represents one of John White's former students at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School and the child's mother. Bullock says a tentative agreement reached in federal court simply grants the parties time to work something out, but no numbers are being released now. The lawsuit against White names 6 former and current Urbana school officials and employees contending they neglected complaints about work against White. It sought $1 million in damages. Attorneys representing Urbana's District 116 didn't return calls seeking comment. A total of 4 lawsuits have been filed on behalf of students at both Urbana and in Normal's Unit 5 district, where White taught prior to coming to Urbana. White pleaded guilty earlier this year and is serving a 60-year prison sentence. 2 University of Illinois economists see the current financial crisis as a 2-pronged problem, one that has to be addressed immediately before longer-term investigations or fixes take place. Speaking on this morning's Focus 580 program, economist Fred Gertz said he's optimistic that Congress can agree on a plan to relieve the short-term pressure on the markets, even after Monday's defeat of a bailout measure. Gertz also says there will come a time for Congress and others to explore what caused the meltdown in mortgage-backed securities in the first place.
But that's not the immediate concern now. The immediate concern is to correct the problem. So I'm sure there'll be investigations. And if you look at the Enron collapse, there are all kinds of criminal things that came out of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But that's sort of whether it's criminal or non-criminal negligence or whatever is sort of irrelevant right now. We have to deal with the problem.
Another U of I economist, Ann Villamil, says the impact of the economic problem will eventually find its way out of Wall Street into the mainstream economy as individuals and small businesses find it harder to get credit. A Rockford man who admired Osama bin Laden has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for plotting to blow up hand grenades in a crowded shopping mall over the Christmas season. Derek Sharif must serve 30 of those years with 5 off for good behavior unless he can get an appeals court to reduce the sentence. Federal Judge David Corr said today he didn't believe the 24-year-old Sharif was evil, but he said people could have been severely hurt if federal agents hadn't broken up the plot. Sharif described himself as a devout Muslim who once believed bin Laden was a scholar but has now realized that violence is wrong. Illinois has a new system that's supposed to prevent election fraud. We have that story from Amanda Vinicky.
The state's director of voter registration services, Kyle Thomas, says being registered in multiple polling areas is common, especially with college students.
They move from home and then they go away to school and they register there. They're now registered in 2 places.
Before, it would be hard for a jurisdiction to identify if someone's registered more than once. Thomas says a new database makes that easier. And so far, Illinois has removed several hundred thousand duplicate registrations. Thomas says that will lessen chances of people using those multiple registrations to cast multiple ballots. By cleaning up bloated voter rolls, Thomas says it may appear that fewer people are registered than in years past, even though that's not the case. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Purdue University is honoring its former president, Martin Jischke, by naming a building after him. The Martin Jischke Hall of Biomedical Engineering will be dedicated today. Jischke retired last year after he led Purdue for 7 years. University of Illinois physics professor Charles Slichter has received his National Medal of Science. Slichter joined the university faculty in 1949. He received the medal today, or yesterday rather, in a ceremony at the White House from President Bush. The professor was recognized for using nuclear magnetic resonance to study the structure of matter. Nuclear magnetic resonance involves placing an object in a strong magnetic field and measuring how it absorbs electromagnetic radiation. Slichter is the 12th University of Illinois researcher to win the medal. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.
It's 12:35. Now with a look at the weather, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. And it's a beautiful autumn day out there today.
It is. And while you were away, we had some beautiful autumn weather, too. little warmer than what we have now. This is more autumn. We had some late summer weather with temperatures getting into the 80s by day and 50s at night. Very delightful. Now
very
we're in
pleasant.
The 60s in the daytime and going to be dropping into the 40s at night.
Okay. Where are we now in terms of averages, highs and lows?
The average high for today, 73, the low 49. A month from now on Halloween, the average high 59 and the low 40. So we go from the upper 40s to the lower 40s as we go through October on the low side, and we go from the low 70s to the upper 50s on the high side. So most of October, average would put highs in the 60s and lows in the low to mid 40s.
Okay, so transitional month, the month of October.
And then November is the month where the averages really take a tumble, where we go from fall to winter.
Yeah, okay. Well, in the meantime, we will enjoy this.